There he is. Welcome back to the land of the living, my guy. I thought I heard moaning and groaning out here. Figured you'd finally woken up to grapple with your wicked hangover. Either that or the zombie apocalypse had begun. You're fine. I got you. You're on my couch, bud. Don't try to stand up until you get your bearings. Just sit there and blink out the cobwebs. Let me grab you something. Here you go. Coffee, black. Get it in you. Or just inhale the scent, if anything. I imagine your head's pounding like a jackhammer, isn't it? This will help you. Take a bottle of water, too. Couldn't hurt to hydrate. I'd toss it to you, but you're probably seeing double, aren't you? Might try to catch the wrong one. What happened last night? Well, that's certainly a loaded question. You got shit-faced, and we made sweet, sweet love all night. You forgot already? I thought I was more memorable than that. No, fuck off. I couldn't get it out with a straight face. That's on me. You probably wouldn't be on the sofa if you fucked me, right? Yeah. I can't argue with that logic. You want the actual, true version of events then? The way you were downing drinks, I'm not surprised. Your addled brain is popping up with some 404 not found errors. Well, let me paint you the picture in gory detail. So, I spent about half the night holding Liv's hair back while she puked in various bathrooms, at the club, at the bar, back here in my own apartment. It was like a whirlwind tour of the city's most exclusive porcelain hotspots. But her hair is super soft. I need to ask her what products she uses. Let me see what else. I had to keep de-escalating the drunken fights that Trey was picking because he incorrectly thought other dudes were looking at Brianna. That led me needing to talk Brianna through one crying jag after another because she thought Trey wasn't defending her honor. Yep. All in a night's work for yours truly. You were pretty low maintenance by comparison, actually. You got blackout drunk. I propped you up on a bar stool. And to the best of my knowledge, you just teetered precariously on it without bothering anybody. So, good boy. Head pats for you. After you party animals closed the last bar down, I dropped the happy couple off at their place. They were going at it in the car, I tell you what. I can only imagine they did unspeakable things to each other behind closed doors. Like, put a tarp down kind of shit. Next time I might ask him if there's a pay-per-view feed. Didn't trust you or Liv not to choke on your own vomit. So you both spent the night here. She got the bed. You rode the couch. I slept standing up like a horse. Livy crawled out here looking like death warmed over about an hour before you woke up, so I suppose that makes you the drunkest. Congratulations. You're welcome, I guess. It's kind of weird that you're thanking me. I'm just doing what I do, man. None of the others ever say shit about it. I mean, thanks. That's sweet that you don't take it for granted. Fuck you. I'm not the den mother of the group. I'm not that much older than the rest of you. I can't help that you're all immature as shit. I consider myself more like a babysitter. You guys really need to calm it down a little. I may not always be there. So how are you holding up? Are you hungry? Is it one of those hangovers where you just can't even look at food? Or is it the kind where you just want to smother it with something greasy? I've got some leftover scrambled eggs in the kitchen if you want them. Still warm? That's the spirit. You want hot sauce or ketchup or any other weird shit? A little Tabasco might be good. Clear your head out a little. Here you go. Dig in. It's cool if I crash on the couch next to you for a minute, right? I'm pretty beat from playing superhero to you goons. I barely got any shut-eye between your snoring and my constant checks to make sure Liv didn't swallow her own tongue. Oh, don't apologize. It's a little late for that. It's my own fault for enabling you losers. I still have fun on our nights out, even when y'all get out of pocket. I always find time to flirt a little bit in between hurting you idiots around. You'd be amazed how much attention guys pay to the DD with double Ds. Shit, I should put that on a business card. No, I already ate. You go ahead. Wolf it all down. I imagine your stomach feels extra queasy with nothing in it. Anything else I can grab for you? Aspirin, maybe? Okay. Just let me know. So you got any big plans for today? Or are you just gonna slink home and lick your wounds? I'd recommend laying off the bottle until you recover a little bit. Take 24 hours in a raw dog reality like the rest of us. Your car's out front where you left it before you started pre-gaming last night. If your head's still too fucked up to dry, feel free to use my shower if you're so inclined. A little steam hot water might do you good. I promise I won't peek much. No, I'm not trying to get rid of you. Stupid. Hang out. Do whatever. Lord knows I've got nothing going on. Kind of an odd thing to say out of nowhere, but thank you, I guess. I probably would make a good mom. I like kids well enough, and I've got the milkers for it. What do you call mommy milkers when you're neither a mommy nor producing milk? Jokes, maybe? Is that where they got that from? What are you looking at me so weird for? Am I making you uncomfortable with all the titty talk? I'm sorry, I can stop. Oh, wow. I did not see that coming. I thought we were squarely in one another's friend zones. I don't you have a thing for Liv? Oh, damn. I read that wrong, huh? You've both got these big personalities, so it makes it hard to tell what's actual flirting and what's just goofing around. Oh, no, I'm not complaining. You're hot as fuck. I just always thought our vibe was platonic. Give or take a little go-nowhere teasing. And I was okay with that. But I want it to be more. Yeah. Is that an option? I never knew that was an option. Wait a minute. Wait. Are you just rewarding me for taking care of you? Don't do it to be thanked, man. You don't need to throw a pity fuck my way because I took off your shoes and elevated your head. Okay. Then I'm convinced. If you're gonna do me for the right reasons. I'm kind. I'm nurturing. I'm fun to be around. And I've got big tits. Now get over here so I can suck that fucking hot sauce off your tongue. God damn. That bulge of yours is about to bust right through those wrinkled jeans you slept in. I guess the head on your shoulders isn't the only one that's throbbing, huh? You want me to unzip you and take care of that? You're gonna take care of me for a change, huh? I won't say no to that. You sure you're up for this in your delicate state? It's gonna be pretty insulting if you start dry heaving while you're licking my pussy. What a trooper, hungover as hell and still DTF. All right, show me what you were dreaming about when you passed out drooling last night. Shirt comes off and he goes straight for the boobies. Oh, I should have known. I mean, they are one of my better features. Gotta have fat titties to match my big heart, right? Appreciate me. Then, party boy. Oh, put your lips on my nipple like it was a long neck and suck. Oh. Oh, yeah. Smash those big naturals together and worship them. Oh, it's so fucking hot. This time you're getting drunk off of me instead of cheap domestic buckets, huh? I like every inch of these titties. Beer battered them with your tongue. Oh, you're ready? Oh, go downstairs. Sorry, if I'd known this was gonna happen, I would have worn something sexier than pajama pants. Get these things off me. Look how pretty you are posted up between my thighs. I'll run my fingers through your hair and give you a little scalp massage while you eat me out. See if that helps your headache. That's torque. Oh, that tongue of yours is unreal. Tuck it into my wet sled just like I always tuck you in for the night, sweetie. People always recommend hair of the dog for a hangover. But let's see how this shaved pussy makes you feel. That's like the exact opposite. Oh, goddamn. Oh, you eat so good. Oh, why did we wait so long to do this? Oh, I could have sobered you up by sitting on your face all those nights. So many wasted opportunities. Wow, no use crying over spilled milk. Keep licking me until I spill in your fucking mouth. Warm my thighs like noise-canceling headphones and make me moan so loud that your head hurts. Oh my god. Yes. More. Oh, I need to come so bad. I know your head hurts, baby. Power through and lick my pussy. Do it for me. Keep lapping, slooping, and fuck. Girl, I fuck. Holy shit. Yes. Eat me the fuck out. Oh, you just made me absolutely gush. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was insane. Am I supposed to say thank you? Or you're welcome? Oh. That's the thanks I get for being your chauffeur. Of any kind. Maid and chef, huh? Worth it. So worth it. I was doing it for free like a sucker, and I could have been making you pay your tab with that tongue every morning. Are you doing okay? I didn't set your recovery back, did I? Sorry if I got a little carried away, but you made me super fucking horny. Huh? Oh, you want more, huh? Feed a cold, starve a fever. Fuck your way through a hangover. You know I'm always happy to help. Lay me down on the sofa and count me into the cushions. Like so much loose change. So before you stick it in me, I was thinking about your line of questioning from before, along with your little dead mother comment. You want to call me mommy, don't you? That's cool, I'm into that. Oh, you don't want to call me mommy. You want to make me a mommy? We went from besties to breeders just like that, huh? Well, I'm into that too. But a baby and me. Let's see if you can do it on the first try. Beginners, fuck. Ooh. Ooh, just like that. Open me up with that thick cock. Carve out plenty of space before you pump me full of cum. I'm gonna have to get a BB on board bumper sticker so people give me the right of way when I'm Ubering your drunk asses around. Ooh. Fuck yes. Get in that pussy. Get in there. Yes, half an hour ago, I was thinking about maybe getting brunch, but all I want now is for you to pound me until I'm pregnant. Oh, funny how our priorities change, huh? Don't act like you're getting allergic to me. Get down here and squeeze my tits. Stick your tongue in my mouth. I'm gonna carry your child, remember? Fuck me like I mean something to you. Good boy. You ready to be a daddy? You're gonna have to stop drinking like a fucking fish, that's for sure. Next time we're out, you can have, like, a couple. Then when you have to help me wrangle the rest of these fools, if that doesn't prepare you for parenthood, I don't know what will. Yeah, that's the hard part. But this right here, this is the fun part. Feel those legs wrapped around your waist. That type of pussy until you fucking bust. If that doesn't do the job, we'll go again and again and again until you get it right. Ooh, yeah. Slam that dick inside me and grab these titties. Oh, you're gonna fill my little kitty with cum and these big titties with milk, aren't you? Pray to me, baby. pipe that pussy until you drop a load in there. Shoot your scene at me and then pack it all the way down into my womb. I'm gonna make sex come on me. And when you give me that baby bump, I'm gonna be the nastiest little freak you've ever seen. I promise you. I'm gonna make you rub my tummy and fuck me in every position. Our kid won't know which way is up. You like how my legs are locked? My heels are digging into your ass. Oh, so fucking close. Make me come when you get me pregnant. Buck those hips and slap your balls against me until you drain them. I want to clench all your cum inside my pussy and feel it quiver. Oh, fuck. Give it to me, Danny. Top that tight little cunt off with sperm and give us both what we want. Yes, somebody fucking outside me. Holy shit. Oh, for sure. My material instincts tell me so. Don't worry though, we can still fuck some more for recreational purposes. Kiss me. This is really gonna throw our friend group for a loop, huh? Liv's like the fifth wheel now. She's gonna have to step her game up. So brunch still sounds pretty good, honestly. You down? I'm eating for two now, right? So that's how that works, right? Is your hangover cured yet? We can ease you back in with some Bloody Marys and mimosas. All right, let me throw on some non-pajama clothes and we'll get out the door. Oh, we can discuss baby names over pancakes. I bet I already know what you're going to say. Stella for a girl. Sam Adams for a boy, right? You fucking lush.